In the quiet of a forest, life stirs from the depths of darkness. From sacrifice blooms renewal, and from death springs forth new life. It is here, amidst nature's chorus, that we find the echo of a greater sacrifice. A love so profound, it changed the course of history, the course of our lives. On this day, we remember the one who willingly gave himself, pouring out his love like wine for even those who betrayed, denied, and sought to hide from him. He was betrayed by a friend's kiss, yet he embraced it. In his darkest hour, he chose love. His closest companions, hearts heavy with fear, distanced themselves in denial, yet still his love endured. In the midst of the turbulent trial, amidst shouts and accusations, he stood resolute. A crown of thorns adorned his head, yet his love remained unwavering. And there, on a hill called Golgotha, he bore the weight of our transgressions. Nailed to a cross, arms outstretched in mercy, he willingly surrendered his life. He was despised and rejected by men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. This, my dear friends, is the solemn beauty of Good Friday. In the shadow of the cross, we find hope. For just as the darkest night gives way to the dawn, we know that Sunday is coming.